news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air. That's how it's passed.
It was February 7th when Donald Trump, in a recorded interview with famed journalist Bob Woodward, admitted that he knew just how dangerous the novel coronavirus was and that the pandemic posed a serious public health threat.
And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus.
Woodward wrote that Trump made the remark just 10 days after being told by National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien in a briefing that the pandemic would be, quote, the biggest national security threat you face in your presidency. And then, a few weeks later, on March 19th, Trump told Woodward he knew the danger but wanted to always play it down to avoid creating a panic.
Now it's turning out it's not just old people, Bob. Just today and yesterday, some startling facts came out. It's not just older.
Yeah, exactly.
Young people, to plenty of young people.
So what's going on? Give me a moment of talking to somebody, going through this with Fauci or somebody who kind of it caused a pivot in your mind, because it's clear just from what's on the public record that you went through a pivot on this to, oh my God, the gravity is almost inexplicable and unexplainable.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you.
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes,
because I don't want to create a panic.
So Donald Trump knew in early February that the coronavirus was, quote, deadly stuff and more deadly than even your strenuous flus, whatever that means. But he decided to mislead the public anyway, deliberately downplaying the threat and claiming it would just go away. And we've now heard him say it all in his own words. Trump defended his behavior Wednesday afternoon when he took questions from the press.
Can you address the concerns from the Woodward book in regards to whether did you mislead the public by saying that you downplayed the coronavirus and that you repeatedly did that in order to reduce panic? Did you mislead the public?
Well, I think if you said in order to reduce panic, perhaps that's so. The fact is, I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic, as you say. And certainly, I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy. We want to show confidence. We want to show strength. We want to show strength as a nation. And that's what I've done, and we've done very well.
And on Wednesday night, he ran to called into Sean Hannity's Fox television show, where he proclaimed the Woodward book to be a hit job.
He does hit jobs with everybody. He even did it on Obama. But constant hit jobs on Bush. I guess they did three books. They were all terrible. So I figured, you know, let's just give it a little shot. I'll speak to him. It wasn't a big deal. I speak to him. And let's see. I don't know if the book is good or bad. I have no idea. Probably, almost definitely won't read it because I don't have time to read it. But I gave it a little bit of a shot. Sounds like it's not going to be good.
A little bit of a shot? He sat for 18 interviews with him. And then he decided to double down on his lies.
We've done a really good job. And if you look at our numbers, our fatality numbers compared to other countries, we're it's amazing what we've done. We've been able to do something that a country, especially with the kind of size we're dealing with, we've done an incredible job.
Yep. Incredible it is. The United States is number one in deaths and number 11 out of 215 nations in deaths per capita.
We're number one, damn it!
Joe Biden, meanwhile, chastised Trump for having willingly lied to the American people.
He had the information. He knew how dangerous it was. And while this deadly disease ripped through our nation, he failed to do his job on purpose. It was a life and death betrayal of the American people. Experts say that if he had acted just 1 week sooner, 36,000 people would have been saved. If he acted 2 weeks sooner, back in March, 54,000 lives would have been spared in March and April alone. You know, his failure has not only cost lives, it sent our economy in a tailspin. It cost millions more in American livelihoods. This is a recession created by Donald Trump's negligence, and he is unfit for this job as a consequence of it. How many schools aren't open right now? How many kids are starting the new school year the same way they ended the last one, at home? How many parents feel abandoned and overwhelmed? How many frontline workers are exhausted and pushed to their limits? And how many families are missing loved ones at their dinner table tonight because of his failures? It's beyond despicable. It's a dereliction of duty. It's a disgrace.
Obviously, the public's reaction to Trump's admitted deception, which likely led to the loss of thousands of lives, has been devastating. But Bob Woodward also came under widespread criticism for only now revealing Trump's early concerns about the severity of the virus. Woodward defended himself by saying that he needed time to be sure that Trump's private comments from February were accurate, saying, quote, "He tells me this and I'm thinking, Trump says things that don't check out, right?" Speaking to the Associated Press, Woodward recalled a famous phrase from the Watergate days, when he said his mission was to determine what did he know and when did he know it. Alrighty then. In other, also horrific news, a former Homeland Security intelligence official, Brian Murphy, said in a whistleblower complaint filed Tuesday and released Wednesday that two of the top political appointees in the department told career officials to modify intelligence assessments to suit Trump's agenda. Murphy said that acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf allegedly told staffers to stop providing assessments on Russia's efforts to interfere in our elections and instead focus on the threat of political interference by China and Iran. O'Brien also said that career officials were told to downplay white supremacist activity and to point the finger at activists on the left, like so-called Antifa members, Black Lives Matter, and anarchists. The White House and Homeland Security Department officials denied the allegations. White House spokesperson Sarah Matthews said O'Brien had, quote, "never sought to dictate the intelligence community's focus on threats to the integrity of our elections." She called Murphy's claims false and defamatory. Wildfires continue to sweep through the Pacific Northwest and California. Six people have already been killed. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said the fires in her state destroyed hundreds of homes and that, quote, "this could be the greatest loss of human life and property due to wildfire in our state's history." Numerous fires continue to burn in California, where, although the fire season is just getting underway, more acres have already burned this year than in any other fire season on record. U.S. pharmacies are reporting significant and increasing delays in the delivery of prescription drugs through the U.S. Postal Service under the leadership of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. This according to a new report from Senate Democrats. Pharmacies questioned for the report rely heavily on the Postal Service. The investigation was conducted in light of changes DeJoy made this summer that caused widespread delays across the country, though the Postal Service has blamed service disruptions on the coronavirus pandemic. DeJoy is now facing more scrutiny after the House Oversight Committee announced it's launching an investigation into reports that he, a Trump donor, reimbursed employees for donating to Republican candidates. Stay tuned. And finally, one more story about those audio recordings of Trump being interviewed by Bob Woodward. Trump claims that he lied to the American people, misleading us on the severity of the pandemic in its earliest days when something still could have been done to curb the spread because he didn't want to create a panic. Huh? Let's just consider some of the topics about which he is stoking fear, violence, chaos, and yes, panic. He claims that if Joe Biden were to be elected, there would be, quote, "no fossil fuels, which means basically no energy." He warned that cities would need to be rebuilt because too much light gets through windows, and that no cows or any other form of animals would be allowed. Oh, and no airplanes or cars either. And of course, the suburbs and those suburban housewives would be wiped off the planet. Oh, and our cities, but only those run by Democrats, are burning fires and riots fueled by members of the non-existent organization Antifa. Oh, and sowing doubt over the reliability of voting by mail, something done regularly across the country, something more secure and reliable than the easily hackable electronic voting machines the GOP favors. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.